Payroll Marketing 2.0, episode 113. For free training and more marketing free resources, go to networkmarketing2show.com.
Live from the My Empire Pro Studio, it's the Network Marketing 2.0 Show with Ola Abitagu. It's time to upgrade your home business. Are you ready? Welcoming the host of the show, here's Ola.
Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. My sound sounds a little bit different. We're a little bit upstairs today, but it should be all right. But anyway, today's episode, I want to talk to you about social media, using social media strategies for network marketing. I definitely was listening to two different podcasts yesterday, one by Rick Moretti, The Heart of Paid Traffic, and as well as they had a joint thing together. They had a Q&A with her name is Online Business Made Easy by Amy Porterfield. Okay, so today's episode is going to be inspired by some of the stuff I learned from listening to them yesterday. And I do those things myself too as well. So social media network marketing, social media, using social media strategies for your network marketing business. Most people struggle with that, okay? Clearly, because as a matter of fact, I was talking to my brother yesterday, and Google is giving him trouble to advertise some other products that he's launching, and he's considering moving them to Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, things like that. That's essentially what social media is, okay? And it's a different animal, you know, from when you market on social media as opposed to marketing on a search network. A search network is something like Google. Like when people search for something related to your offer, you show up with the offer, right? Everybody want to do that. You know, it's the match made in heaven automatically. They're searching, you show up, you make money. Because everybody want to do that, there's a lot of people approaching Google to do that. And because of that, Google's scrutiny process is hefty, you know. A lot of time they disapprove you and you don't even know why, okay. Now, Facebook tried to do that a little while ago, but they calmed down a little bit, okay. The only thing that Facebook doesn't like is straight up claims, okay. Before and after picture for weight loss. Talking about money too much without talking about the work involved, that can throw Facebook ads off. But I wanted to point out to you, most of the things you hear on Facebook will probably be free marketing, okay? So there's free and there's paid marketing, okay? For me personally, if you're going to build a thriving business, I don't really know anybody that built a sustainable business. I haven't seen anybody that built a sustainable business with free marketing, okay? It's always some type of hybrid of free and paid and viral marketing and paid paid marketing, okay? At some point, you're going to be investing something, either time or money, and whatever time I'm talking about is worth money, not just time of jobless people, because a lot of time we attract people in our game of people that are not really serious. They can't really keep a job. If you can't keep a job, your chances are you're not going to build a business, okay? Because those two things, they're not the same. You're right, they're not the same thing. But there's something about loving work. There's something about loving to make things work and not just sitting around and waiting for things to fall out of the skies. My mentor used to say something. There are three type of people in this world. People that make, people that things happen to, people that make things happen, and people that ask, what happened, right? So social media networking is not, it's not some kind of free ticket. It's not. Even if you're doing the free marketing, that means you're investing their time, which means it's cost much more than money to you. Okay? So if you're going to do social media, you have to be ready. Now, for example, I'm going to give you a quick example on Facebook. Back in the days when you post something on Facebook, on your personal wall, people will see it. Whenever they come back, they will see it if they scroll down to the newsfeed to that point. But this day is a little bit different. Facebook want to show things that has been proven to be interesting to others, to other people, okay? So if it's not proven by the first set of people that they show it to, eventually it just won't show to them. Another formula that they use is engagement. If people engage with you on a regular, they have a higher chance of seeing what you post on Facebook. If they don't, that means if you're not really engaging, if you're not interested on social media, eventually anything you post on social media will not get any type of action. All right. Now, I'm going to give you straight. I'm going to be very honest with you. My posts on Facebook are not the best engaged posts on Facebook. Okay. They just don't. But here's something that I know I can control. Okay. Facebook is in business to make money. Yeah. For years, they did not have an ad platform where you could pay to show. But also at that time, everything shows. But the moment there was a demand and supply and business interest kicked in, it's a different ballgame. So if you have money, right, if you have just $5, you can show any post you want to as many people as you want, okay? If you just have starting from $5, you could do that. Why? Because you're paying them to show what you have to show. Now, they still don't want you to show anything that's not useful for their audience or quote-unquote your audience, which is still Facebook audience. They want to show stuff that's valuable to them, okay? So one thing I learned from the podcast with Amy Porterfield and Rick Morty yesterday, one thing that I really learned from them is when you're writing an ad or a hard copy or editorial for Facebook, you just want to come to the table, not with such a salesy language. You just want to talk like you're talking to regular human beings. Now you're paying now. So it's not about if you have your avatar, the person you're trying to talk to, if you have that unlocked, you master that person, right? It's an ideal person that you would like to do business with, right? There's somebody that your product and your offers fit the most with. Just spend your time worrying about communicating with that person and everything else will fall in place. Okay. So if you do this right, all you have to do is just talk. Like you're talking, like you're having a conversation, kind of like how I'm talking to you right now. If you have a conversation and then you put a little couple of dollars behind it, then Facebook will show it. And that's marketing in 2016. All right. Especially on social media. Now, if you want to keep trying to hack the game, you're not going to pay any money, but you just want to, you may be like me, maybe not as interesting according to Facebook's algorithms as they would like you to be to show to more people. But I don't worry about that, okay? Because I understand the game of business and entrepreneurship is about investing time and money and resources in exchange for some kind of returns. The return here in this case would be much more audience, a tribe, people that follow me, people that engage with me over time. Facebook is not necessarily going to be patient to find that out if you're not paying money, okay? So that's how I use social media for network marketing. Everything I just told you here can be done very simply by simply going to attempt it. The only way you're not going to be able to figure it out if you never attempt it, okay? So social media is a beautiful platform. Everybody is hanging out on it. Facebook is either number one or number two website in the world. At the very minimum, when it comes to where people hang out, Facebook is definitely number one. And you can't beat that. And you and I have the opportunity to market, advertise on it whenever we want to. And the people you can resonate with up there are usually, most of the time, better than your family and friends. I'm being honest with you. Now, in terms of being family, no, your family and friends are better. That's what they're there for. But when it comes to building a business, you got to tap into the market that the world has to offer you. So hopefully you've been enlightened, educated, and I will see you on the next episode. Peace.
Are you ready to upgrade? Hey, Net2 Nation. For show notes, recommended tools and resources, free training, and access to our highly sought after Network Marketing 2.0 Deluxe book, and other top producer courses, go to the website, networkmarketing2show.com. That's networkmarketing2show.com.